Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and God bless you. Welcome tonight to God's True Lifeline Ministry. Tonight we've got the Watchman Report from around the world. Of course, everybody knows that we're living in the end days, and it's very important to know what's going on around the world. So I want to say God bless everybody for joining us tonight, and let us open up service. In Jesus' name. So we will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hang on tight.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. That day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. To my knees, will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or you. I can only imagine.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I want to say welcome to the Watchman Report tonight with me, Nancy, of course. Anyway, let us keep moving along. We are going to open up service. But before we do that, I would like to allow you to know our beliefs. We are non-denominational, We believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So if you're wondering, and just in case you're wondering if you are in the right place, you are. So tonight is the watchman. If anybody doesn't know what a watchman is, well, the watcher report is actually giving us the news from around the world, and end time news. So these are news alerts, and it's good to know, and we must remain awake at all times. So let us open up service. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. And Father, we just praise you, worship you, honor you, Lord. We ask tonight, Father God, that you would take over tonight, Lord. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that, Lord, your protection will be upon this ministry, Father. I pray for no hindrance, no confusion, Lord. I pray also for the Holy Spirit tonight, Lord, to flow through this ministry, Father, and to flow, Lord, through every person that is listening right now, every brother, every sister, Lord. I pray tonight, Father, that this will plant the seed, Father, of good fruit, Lord, that we may bear good fruit in you, Lord. I pray tonight for guidance, Lord, and to be used as a vessel, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, let us get to the watchman, and I do apologize. Brother Barney usually does the watchman, but he's not feeling very well this evening, but he just might join in the show. He usually pops up. So anyway, tonight, let us get to the watchman about what's going on around the world. Amen? I'd like to start, October the 15th, 2016, non-theistic satanic temple seeks to offer invocation at Boston City Council meeting. The Boston chapter of the Satanic Temple recently sought to offer an invocation during their city's council meeting, but the request was rejected. The religious oppression felt by those outside the Christian community in Boston is a blight on an otherwise liberal state. The request letter, written by chapter head Travis Lasafi, read, "Consider what your actions could do to increase the diversity of the city's council, current invocation schedule, and the light it can shine on religious plurality, within the great commonwealth of Massachusetts." He told reporters that the purpose of the mission was to ensure that various religions are represented during city council meeting, not only Christianity. So let us get to our next segment here. Okay, just bear with me here. My computers are just a bit slow. Five urgent warnings from big banks that the economy has gone suicidal. On October the 15th, the economy has gone suicidal. It is working against the very people who need its energy to survive. It is collapsing on its own weight, and the weight of literally incalculable levels of toxic debt. And it is going to create the greatest disaster of our time. If the warnings from the world's most powerful bankers are any indication, while the general population is obsessed with the details of the world's most entertaining and bizarre election in American history, the big banks are gearing up for a deadly serious economic collapse. Just during the past few weeks, there have been major discussions about stock markets dropping, the insolvency of Europe's biggest investment bank, the mounting debt crisis, and a deeper long-term decline for everyday American. That's a lot to say there. One moment, please. We're just getting to our next segment. It takes a while. Just be patient. We're almost there. Amen. Yes, on October 16, 2016, Why is Obama threatening Russia with World War III right before the election? Inquirer Minds would like to know. It sure seems like an old time to be provoking a war with Russia. As I write this, the writer itself is quoting, as he writes this, we stand just a little bit more than 3 weeks away from one of the most pivotal elections in U.S. history. And Barack Obama has chosen this moment to strongly threaten the Russians. As I wrote about on Friday, again, the news reporter is stating, Reuters is reporting that Obama is contemplating direct U.S. military action against Syrian military targets. And the Russians have already indicated that any assault on Syrian forces would be considered an attack on themselves. The rapidly deteriorating crisis in Syria has already caused tensions with Russia to rise to the highest level since the end of the Cold War. But now Obama is adding fuel to the fire by publicly considering an unprecedented cyber covert action against Russia. Apparently, Obama believes that Russian hackers are interfering in the election, and so he wants payback. The following comes from an NBC News article entitled CIA Prepping for Possible Cyber Strikes Against Russia. One moment, please. We're just getting to our next report here. Here we go. On October the 16th, 2016, river turns blood red overnight, alarming residents in Guatemala. The Samanala River in Guatemala turned blood red overnight on October the 14th, 2016, alarming residents of the nearby communities, the Ministry of Environment and Natural Resources, MARN, has launched an investigation to determine the source of this mysterious color. According to preliminary investigations, an unknown black substance was poured into the river and could be the cause of the bloody water. However, the substance remains undetermined. According to the National Electrification Institute, the IND, the pollution isn't related to any process of power generation, as the strange phenomenon appeared several kilometers away from the facilities. Moving along to our next segment, or report, our next report here. And here we go. Powerful 6.9 magnitude earthquake strikes of Papua New Guinea, I believe, on October 17, 2016. A strong 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck off Papua New Guinea on Monday, officials said, but no Pacific-wide tsunami warning was issued, with little damage expected due to the remote location. The tremor was estimated at a depth of 35 kilometers, 22 miles, on the New Britain Island, 418 kilometers northeast of the capital, Port Moresby, the United States Geological Survey said. The Hawaii-based Pacific Tsunami Warning Center ruled out a widespread tsunami. Based on all available data, there is no tsunami threat from this earthquake. It said Australia estimated the quake at 6.8 magnitude and said damage was highly unlikely with few inhabitants in the sea. And may we go to our next report? Okay, okay. We're getting there. One moment. And here we go. Another earthquake. Strong. We have another strong earthquake. I apologize. We have a 5.2 earthquake. Rattles northwestern Greece. On October 17, 2016, a quake of magnitude of 5.2 struck northwestern Greece, close to the country's border with Albina late on Saturday. Institute reporting causes damage, but no casualties. The quake's epic center was 12 kilometers, 8 miles northwest of the city of Leonia, said an official at the Institute. There was some damage to the mountains road network in the area due to falling rocks, but no casualties, said a police official who spoke on condition of the tremor was also felt on the Corfu Island in the Ionian Sea, a popular tourist destination, according to the semi-state Athens news agency. Those earthquakes are getting pretty strong. Okay, next report. Getting there. Thank you, everybody, for being patient. Russia is building a fallout shelters to prepare for a potential nuclear strike. Now, this is not for anybody to get panicked. We're going to read on before anybody makes a decision in their mind. Moscow managers of the Zenit Arena, a giant half-built stadium in St. Petersburg, received an official letter from the Ministry of Emergency Situation last week demanding that they immediately create, that they immediately create shelter faculties for wartime. The stadium under construction for the upcoming World Cup 2018 is located outside the city boundaries, and the letter said, but in case of nuclear attack, it is in the potential zone of war destruction and radiation fallout. The last time Russians heard authorities talk like this about a potential mobilization for a nuclear strike was 20 years ago, and it all seemed highly improbable. Now, it appears the Kremlin is not joking. Up to 40 million people participated in recent civil defense exercises all across the country, learning about how to hide and where exactly to run to in case of a nuclear war. But whether the motive behind this is self-defense and an implied threat to the West, a means to mobilize and control public opinions, or all of the above, is not entirely clear. There are the most serious tensions between Moscow and Washington in decades, said Markov, the reporter, a member of the Civic Chamber, a Moscow-based state institution. The war might begin even before the November election in the U.S. The reporter, he quotes, I personally plan to stock 200 cans of pork to be ready for a potential war crisis, Markov told the Daily Beast in an interview. And I advise everybody to do the same. State Duma Deputy Vadim Denjum said he hoped that there would be no war with the United States. I cannot understand why the West cannot just leave us in peace, he quotes. Let us be, the official said. Americans should realize that it will be their children looking for shelters too, if they are serious about attacking Russia. On Thursday, Valdemar Gladov, a 19-year-old student, said he heard from a neighbor that the closest bomb shelter to his apartment building was in the metro station. The thermonuclear bomb on Moscow. Gladov, who was born years after the Soviet Cold War with the United States was over, sounded frustrated. Americans are not crazy to bomb us. I am not sure why our authorities want people to experience hysterical panic attacks. Maybe somebody feels annoyed that we feel too free and happy, he suggested. In Russia, where generations have suffered from wars or economic crisis, panic takes over quickly as a kind of contagious epidemic, and some respond with millennial obsessions. During the impoverished years of the early 1990s, thousands of Russians moved to settlements in the Taiga seeking mystical salvation. Over 3,000 believers in Christ, Vizarian, still live in the Siberian woods waiting for the end of life. In 2012, many in Russia waited in fear for the Mayan doomsday. People bought bottles of vodka, matches, and candles to survive the dark times. There is an impression that every Russian knows well to save for a black day, and there are so many black days in Russian history, not just days, but years of devastation. Yes. So basically what they're saying is the Russian president, I'd like to explain that if anybody did not understand that, that basically it is just rumors of war. People are getting panicked and hysterical and making their own excitements. And this is what the Russian president is trying to state at this time. And we will probably have more of that news and report next Tuesday. Moving along, let us go back to the United States. I've been traveling all night. Developing massive voter fraud investigation underway in Texas. October 17, 2016, less than a month before November the 8th election, allegation of voter fraud in tyrant country are under investigation by the state, prompting concern that the timing may immediately intimidate some voters and possibly lay groundwork for the legislator to enact more restrictions on voting next year. The complaints focus on mail-in ballots, which allow people to vote from their homes without any ID or verification of identity. President's approval was done. Supporters have long said mail-in balloting is crucial for overseas residents. The military and senior citizen critics maintain that such voting is ripe for abuse and raises concerns about vote harvesting, in which people could fill out and return other people's ballots. Some say the investigation is politically motivated. Others say it's addressing a practice that has been a problem for years. Yeah, I agree on that. And moving along, to our next report. Amen. Again, rumors of war. Well, I guess we got to leave the United States and we got to head back to Turkey. Turkey warns U.S. and Russia could start Third World War over Syria conflict. The U.S. and Russia could drive the world into a global war if the conflict in Syria is not resolved. Turkey has warned tensions have become increasingly heightened between Washington and Moscow in recent weeks. Last week, the U.S. and U.K. warned Russia and its allies, the Syrian government, that new economic sanctions could be imposed if the bombing of Syria's besieged Aleppo, I believe it is, continues on Sunday. Russia condemned Washington for making unprecedented threats of cyber attacks following accusations by the Obama administration that Moscow had hacked computers belonging to American political organizations. Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmus said, if this proxy war continues after this, let me be clear. America and Russia will come to a point of war. Yep. And we're moving along to our next report. A lot is going on, I have to say. Well, we're going into China. China targets parents who lure kids into religion. October 17, 2016. In a new set of education rules, the Chinese Communist Party is urging citizens to spy on their neighbors and report parents who raise their children in a religious faith or have them attend religious services. In the northwestern region of, I believe it is Xinjiang, very difficult country to pronounce. The government released the new education norms on Wednesday with special emphasis on religious formation, according to the U.S.-based human rights group China Aid, Best Beds for Back Pain. Unusual. The new rules, which will go into effect on November the 1st, stipulate that parents cannot, I repeat, they cannot organize, lure, or force minors into attending religious activities or force them to wear religious dresses or symbols. Moreover, they cannot even tolerate that children attend underground scripture studies. Well, moving along to our next report. Amen. Again, rumors of war. Kremlin inside warns war might begin even before U.S. elections. A Kremlin insider has warned that war with the United States could break out even before the November elections in the U.S., arguing citizens to stockpile food. A member of the Civic Chamber, a Moscow-based state institution, told the Daily Beast, there are the most serious tensions between Moscow and Washington in decades, which we knew that already in the other report. The war might begin even before the November election in the U.S. Retire in Ireland. I personally plan to stock 200 cans of pork to be ready for a potential war crisis, he has stated and quoted. That just keeps coming up for some reason. And last but not least, Brother Barney, if you're in the line while we are reading our reports, if you could maybe just help us out in a few minutes.
What'd you
rumors
mean,
of war. God bless you. God bless you. That gives you a few minutes to get better. Ready, brother. Thank you. Rumors of war again. North Korea warns UK to stay out of military drills. October the 17th, 2016. North Korea has said it is close to the brink of war with its southern neighbor. And Britain has been warned to stay out of the fight. The region's foreign affairs representative of Northern Europe, Park Yam Saik, weird names, was speaking after the UK announced it would take part in joint military drills with South Korea and the U.S. Mm-mm-mm. The war games will be played out in November as a training exercise in case there is ever a need for real thing in the region. The situation on the Korean peninsula is close to the brink of war because of endless military exercise by American and South Korean forces targeting. And I believe we have one more here. I'm just getting to my segment. So everybody just hang on. Our reports are just a bit slow, so just everybody hang on tight. I'm just getting there. Okay, well, I'm getting a little stuck here with our reports. Barney, did you have something you'd like to share until I can get to my next report? God bless you.
Well, glory goes to God, Nancy, so far what you've been reading. It's Bible prophecy, what Jesus said. We will have wars, rumors of wars, but do not be afraid. These are just the beginning. And that's one of the signs that we also see, and we always had them. But what's the difference now? We see them on a daily basis, more and more, just like the earthquakes. And things are going to get more intensified. And more. So what is really God trying to show us all? We need to be serious, take our walk serious with the Lord and walk in the Spirit and do God's will and seek after God. That is what he's trying to tell us.
Amen. Amen. And Barn, and what you're saying is actually going to be, if you don't mind, I'd like to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, and I'm going to go through 5. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving, good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid such people, the Lord says. Avoid such people. God bless you, Bonnie.
Amen. Glory goes to God. Those are things that we're seeing now. People are more concerned about themselves, about things of the flesh, things of the world, but not concerned about heavenly things. And as we hear more about wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and nuclear bombs and all this, we're going to hear more about people preaching, get rapture ready. But there's something everybody needs to ask themselves. if there is a rapture, before all these things began to happen, is that person, or I'll say myself, am I ready? So we need to ask ourselves. If you want to be raptured out of here, and there's a rapture before all these things happen, are you really rapture ready? Are you ready to be standing in front of God? This is what the Lord is trying to tell us. Not to focus so much on being ready for the rapture, but to focus on the Lord himself and to seek his will. And this is what it says in Matthew 24. Hallelujah, Father God, we give you praise and honor and glory. Lead us and guide us to all truth, to the power of the Holy Spirit. And it says, as Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple, and Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of the coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the very first warning in Matthew 24 that everybody needs to take very, very, very serious. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So in other words, before all these things began to take place and things get worse, people's going to want to fly out of here, the first ticket out of here. All they want is rapture. But if you have the truth, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and you stand on the solid rock, you'll always be ready at all times. And that's what the Bible tells us. At all times to be ready to meet the Lord and be ready for his second coming. What if the rapture never came? Tomorrow is not promised to anybody. This is what we need to focus on. Is our life ready to meet the Lord? And we need to be ready to meet the Lord at all times. And that's what the Lord tells us. And be not deceived, because there will be many false Christs. And verse 8 says, all these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver some of you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall be betrayed one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. Here we go again. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure till the end, the same shall be saved. Are these words that we're supposed to take serious? Yes, we are. We're supposed to take these words of the Lord Jesus Christ very serious. Amen. And Jesus came to save the lost. And God is seeking those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And we have to be converted, born again, truly born again. And like the scripture that Nancy just read, those are carnal-minded people. The cares of this world is what's really on their mind. But Jesus said, but he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. Glory goes to God.
Amen. Amen, Martin. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to stop and pause, and if anybody has a question or a comment, you are more than welcome to press number 1 on your keypad, and I will be more than welcome to bring you up on air. Or even if you hear something, and if you are a watchman, and you have news to share with us, please press number 1. God bless you. Okay, Bonnie. Well, praise God. I'm trying to get to my last report here. So everybody just try to hang in tight. I do apologize for this. But it seems like every time we do the watchman, Bonnie, it kind of gets us stuck here. So that's okay. We're gonna keep going forward with this. And it's not coming up. So what I will say is this for this evening is, yes, we are going to act like Bonnie said, we're going to hear a lot of talk about rumors. We're going about war, excuse me, about war. But we also have to understand that it is God's prophecy that has to take place. It is God's will that is taking place as we speak. We are living in end days. But the Lord says that how do we get ready? How are we prepared? Are we prepared? Well, you know, in the Bible, God speaks and tells us that we must remain righteous and pure and to prove ourselves worthy to be in heaven with Him. And how can we do that? By not paying attention to the world and not paying attention to the temptations of the world. Because it is only by the temptations of the world that hinder our walk with Christ. And that's not the right direction we are going. We're actually going backwards instead of going forward. Yes, these are rumors of war, but we also have to understand that not all is rumors. This is prophecy taking place as we speak. So today is the day, if you never received Him as your Lord and Savior, today is the day to receive Him. Today is the day of change. Today is the day of learning to go forward and to start waking up and realize what's around you and what's going on around you. There's chaos everywhere you turn. There's chaos. There's seas turning red out of the blue sky. There was a moon last month in September that was actually considered a black moon. That black moon that was discovered last month in September, on the 28th of September 2016, just last month, a few weeks ago, there was a black moon revealed and turned towards the Middle East and America. And that black moon is actually just, what is the word I'm looking for, Barney? It's actually proving that we are in the dark days. It is basically just telling us and confirming it. That's the word. It is confirming that we are living in dark days. Does this mean for us to get scared? Does this mean for us to not pay attention to what is going on around the world? Does this mean just to ignore it and just let it go? No. No. Because for one, fear, the fear that you're feeling is not from the Lord. It is not from God. We are not to fear. But this should be an understanding that this should make us stronger in God. So that's what I wanted to say tonight. I want to say God bless you all, and thank you for joining us for the news from around the world. And let me tell you, I've traveled everywhere. I went to China, Turkey, Bonnie, all over. It was awesome. I enjoyed myself. I want to say God bless everybody. And thank you for coming out, joining us for the Watchman Report. Do not forget, we do have Friday service. I believe Friday at 11 o'clock Central Time, 12 o'clock Eastern Time, that's New York Time, 10 o'clock Mountain Time, Arizona, and 9 o'clock Pacific Time. So please do not come out, please do come out. I am tongue-tied tonight, brothers and sisters. Bear with me. So please come out on Friday night to hear the word of God. Amen. It'll either be me or Barney, but you will get the word in Jesus' name. So please keep coming, get fed, get blessed by the word of God, and we will see you back here on Friday night at 11 o'clock. So God bless you all. I'm going to say goodnight. And we love you all in the love of the Lord. Barney, you want to say goodnight?
Amen. There's one more scripture, Nancy, I want to share with everybody.
Yes,
2 Thessalonians
please.
Chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. This is talking about the coming of the Lord and the gathering together unto the Lord, where we all meet the Lord in the air. That you be not soon shaken in mind, or by trouble, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, and that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Amen. So actually what is telling us, because this will not happen, we will not be raptured until the son of perdition is revealed. And this is why we all need to be kingdom ready, the kingdom of God. And Jesus Christ said he came to give life and life more abundant, and eternal life. And this is what we need to seek. The will of God, the kingdom of God, and eternal life. Amen. Glory goes to God. Now I want to leave everybody with John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. God bless you all, and good night. Amen.
Amen, Barney. God bless you for sharing that. And it is the truth. It is God's truth. It's not us that is saying it. It is the word of God that is revealing it to you. So may the Lord plant a seed of good fruit in each and every soul on this line with me tonight and Barney. And we want to say God bless you all. And we do love you in the love of the Lord. And we will see you back here on Friday night. Don't forget. God bless. Good night.
Imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. By your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. Only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surround. can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. I know. Lord.